misleading here on Jones and Keefe. We do it every day here on WEEI. I want to let you know there is an update to the Christian Barmore story. He tweeted early this morning an incident in Providence accusing the police of racism. We have the police report and some of the details on Christian Barmore. So we'll get to that coming up. Drake May scheduled to speak shortly. If he says anything, we'll react there. Jerod Mayo already said earlier today there's going to be changes to the lineup and reference some of the issues they've had with penalties the last few weeks. Feels like a week too late to get to that, but I guess better late than never. So all that's on tap here on Jones and Keefe. I heard Chris Curtis this morning on the Greg Hill Show discussing Tom Brady, now officially a part owner, minority owner, of the Vegas Raiders. He put out a statement yesterday. We can get to that coming up. But, well, I guess number one, how do you feel about Brady being an owner in the league and being an owner, even in a 5% stake, of an organization that is not the New England Patriots, Keith?
So the whole idea of teams having multiple owners is obviously, you know, I would say over the last several years is more the norm. Like growing up, didn't it feel like there was that person owned maybe the family, but like that family or that one person owns the team? And, you know, it's funny with the Celtics situation coming out where, you know, Wick was sort of like the face of the ownership, didn't really own the team. His dad did, but then sort of a bunch of other people too. And it's just like, it's more and more the norm. I don't know why some of these guys would really want to do it, to be honest, like as an aside.
It makes money.
Yeah, I guess a lot of things make money, but it's like
but they like print money. If you can buy in football in 10 years, your money's going to increase, I don't know, 2, 3, 5x, 10x. Right. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
So I guess that's the reason. I did think, like, you know, why not the Patriots? Like, why wouldn't it be the Patriots? And it's funny to me to look back and hear Robert Kraft say things like Tom Brady's a Patriot for life. And it's like, he went to the Bucs, won a Super Bowl with the Bucs, and now he owns the Raiders. So I don't know if he's a Patriot for life. Like right now, Brady is a Raider fan. Like the team that he has the most interest in and wants to win more than anybody else is the Raiders. If the Raiders played the Patriots in the AFC Championship game, Tom Brady would be rooting for the Raiders.
He's in the owner's box, spinning the towel or whatever, rooting for the Raiders, not for the Patriots.
Or he's broadcasting the game, not talking about the refs. He's broadcasting the game and saying nothing like he always does. But yeah, because Mark Davis, he's one of the owners that doesn't have like this huge cash flow, right? Mm-hmm. So like looking for investors, like, okay, so be it. This rumor had been out there for a while, right? There have been talks about this for a while.
Yeah, it was officially approved by the owners yesterday. So Brady claims unanimously. Florio said sometimes they take multiple rounds of votes just to make it look like it was unanimous. Yeah.
It's odd. Like, it's odd.
But he got approved by the owners yesterday.
It's odd, but it's also not unprecedented. Like, Michael Jordan doesn't own the Bulls. Michael Jordan part owned the Wizards and then the Hornets, you know? And you're like, all right. And they're the two closest you can compare. The greatest basketball player, the greatest NFL player. And now, after their careers are over, what do they want to do? I don't think either would be good coaches. They probably know that as well. So what else can they do? Well, they have, you know, money beyond what a lot of great players would have, so they want to get an ownership. Great. But it doesn't mean there's going to be like this huge impact. Like, I don't look at Tom Brady like, oh, the Raiders are going to be good now. Like, I don't look at it that way. But I do think it is kind of strange. Like, was there not an opportunity here?
Okay, well, what do you think?
There was not an opportunity here.
You know, I don't think Kraft reached out. And Greg brought this up today. Greg's like, well, it's out there that he could, all these owners, to increase the value of their organizations, which is all they care about. It's all they care about. Yeah, yeah. They care about increasing the value on Forbes. And number one, it's like bragging rights with each other. Oh, I'm the second most valuable franchise. Oh, I'm just the sixth most valuable franchise. Mm-hmm. So it's bragging rights, but it's also like their literal bottom line. So all they care about is increasing the valuation of their franchise. Roger Goodell, he claimed they were going to get to $25 billion a year in money made for these owners, right? In terms of profit each year. And so that's all they care about. All they care about. So he's going to do another round and maybe sell 5%, maybe 10% of the team. Is Brady the guy with the deepest pockets you can sell to? Probably not. And so my guess is Kraft never called. And if he did, would Brady be interested in owning 5% of the Patriots versus the Raiders? I have no idea.
I would think so.
I would think so too, but I honestly don't know.
I feel like he, at this point in his life, gets along fine with Kraft and probably even with Bill. I think there was a time where he didn't with either one. And I don't think Brady's a hold grudges type of guy. With those, like, I think now that the season is over, he is in a sense that, you know, the Brady sticks or whatever and all that crap. But I think now we've seen him interact with both of those guys, whether it be like podcasts, the roast, the Brady night. Like, I think the Brady night thing was really important to him. So, but does he want to come back and be a minority owner with the Patriots and have zero say and just be sort of like, shot when you know when the Patriots score a touchdown, they show the owner's box and there's Tom Brady. Hey, there's this feeling like he's a part of this now, but yeah. Maybe Brady want a little bit more of a say. That is one thing that Mark Davis did sort of lead to, right? He was like, he wants Brady to like teach his quarterbacks how to throw. Like, he had some funny line about like he's gonna help pick the quarterback or the coach or whatever. Like, I think he's gonna be have a little bit more, not that it's gonna be a success or not, but he's gonna have a little bit more control there. And maybe the Crafts didn't want to offer him that here.
Yeah, I bet they didn't. And maybe they didn't want to be upstaged. That was Wiggy's point. I just don't think they want to, at this point in time, give out a fraction of their organization to somebody like Brady. They're going to save up for somebody with deeper pockets, I think, because that's going to increase the value of their franchise more. Never mind, Keith, all the restrictions on broadcast. We've talked about this in the past. He can't be at another team's facility. He can't be a witness to practice. He's not permitted to production meetings. He's prohibited from criticizing officials, subject to the NFL's gambling policy. Like, all these things. He shouldn't be allowed to do both. Like, Fox should not allow him to do... Fox should tell him...
Yeah, you gotta get out of there.
It's one or the other. All he's obviously choosing the Raiders, yeah. and Fox should, I think, move on. I mean, Brady's gonna try to do both. Fox should say, you can't.
Broadcast, and I know they
usually... Especially because he's bad at it.
He's bad at it, so that could be their out. That should be their out, and they could be like, all right, this is great. But, like, the refs thing, like, he can't be critical of the refs.
No.
Is
maybe
insane.
Maybe that's why, again, there's lots of silence.
I know, there is a lot of silence.
Maybe that's why.
Well, and I know, for the most part, I'm sure the league doesn't love it when their broadcasters rip the refs anyway, but that's usually a sign of a commentator that's pretty comfortable in their job, where they're like, all right, I'm not worried about this backlash.
Yeah, Aikman
like,
the other
like
night.
Troy Aikman. Yeah. Troy Aikman will... do that. Not all of them do, but if you know for a fact that it's off the table, like, that's insane. And then even some of those like little tidbits, like, that's part of doing that job is going to practice. Was it Trent Green? No, or is it Vilma? One of those guys. No, Sanchez. It was Mark Sanchez 2 weeks ago. Remember when he was like, yeah, like, I was at Patriots practice on Friday. Like,
here's
what a mess.
They did. Yeah,
no, he was like, what a mess. He was like, it was horrible. And, like, I don't know, like, a little something extra to add to the broadcast rather than, like, yep, looks like it's one-on-one here on the corner, and, yep, you can't count pitch and catch.
Right.
Like, that's all you're doing for $30 million.
So, should he be allowed to do both? Would you want him here with the Patriots? Do you think Robert Kraft called? 617-779-7937. We'll get to your thoughts. That's misleading. We'll also get to an update on Christian Barmore. Again, he accuses Providence Police of racism. The officers call him belligerent, and more details there. Just another headache for the Patriots that we'll update. We'll react to Drake May as well, speaking now. If he's got anything, we'll be sure to turn that around here on Jones and Keith.